This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
We've recently seen a huge uptick in sales of survival products and storable food products from the Health Ranger Store. I want to give you an update on preparedness in general. You know, the head of FEMA, I don't remember his name, but he's a younger guy. He's out there saying that America needs to have a culture of preparedness. And now with all these hurricanes that have just hit and Puerto Rico being basically wiped out, a lot more people are suddenly paying attention to the need for preparedness versus when the weather was good, lots of people were not paying that much attention to it, you know. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's buying storable food and buying more firearms, by the way. The gun sales are actually up. They're only down compared to last year when there were record sales because people were afraid that Hillary Clinton might win the presidency. So, in reality, gun sales are one of the strongest years ever in the last 10 years. I mean, probably this is the second strongest year, or maybe third strongest year. But gun sales are through the roof, and so are sales of storable organics and so on. Ammunition sales are also very high and so on. People are figuring out that when things go bad, the government can only help you so much, and sometimes the government can't help you at all, i.e., look at Puerto Rico. It's in sad shape. My heart goes out to all those people. I wish there were a way that I could directly ship them supplies, but you can't. There's not even any logistics there. There's not even UPS delivery on the island at the moment because everything's wiped out. Everything is wiped out there. So it's really reached the level of government rescue is kind of the only remaining. Like, they need to fly cargo planes in there or send Navy ships full of supplies. And actually, they are doing that, by the way. But that's the level that it has reached. And I'm glad the government's helping out in that case. But the point is that the government, in most circumstances, the government's going to be slow to get there, or they won't be able to get there at all. You saw this after Hurricane Harvey and after Hurricane Irma. I mean, FEMA was there to help as much as they could, and they did help a lot, actually. I think that FEMA's response in this case was far better than under Hurricane Katrina in the past. FEMA actually did a relatively good job, but FEMA can only do so much. You got to have individual preparedness as well. You need to have your own food, your own water, emergency medicine, emergency communications equipment, lighting, shelter, you know, sleeping bags, water filter systems, you know, food, all the stuff. You got to have it yourself, even if the government's doing a good job to help you. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that these are all localized emergencies, a hurricane or a storm. It's a localized emergency. And the reason government is able to help you is because they aren't simultaneously having to help 100 other cities. But what if there is a nationwide problem, a nationwide disaster, I don't know, a nuclear war, a grid down scenario, a solar flare, supervolcano goes off, we have a collapse of the food supply, maybe civil war, maybe regional chaos that spreads to a nationwide chaos situation, I don't know. But what if the government is occupied with these other things, then they cannot bring the same concentration of resources to bail you out where you are. And this is the scenario that should have you concerned. What happens if things are so big that FEMA is spread too thin? It's kind of like the same question. You know how banks are insured by the FDIC, right? Every bank deposit, bank account is insured up to like, what, $250,000 or something in that range by the FDIC. And that's in case of bank failures, then the federal government comes and bails out your bank. Well, this works great as long as there aren't too many bank failures. Because if even 5% of the banks go under at the same time because of, let's say, some systemic collapse in the international debt system, then the FDIC is broke. the FDIC doesn't have enough money in reserve to bail out even 5% of the banks failing all at once. So it's the same situation. FEMA can bail out some communities some of the time, but they can't bail out everybody at the same time, which is why you've got to be on the ball with preparedness. Now, what are the most likely scenarios? Let's take a fresh look at this. It is currently late September. I'm recording this on late September 2017, last day of September. How are things looking? Well, things are looking pretty scary out there, frankly. We've got the risk of civil war as a possibility, social unrest, you know, the left and the right. Antifa is now claiming that they're going to stage an actual attempted civil war in America. And I think Steven Crowder went out there and infiltrated an Antifa group and got some footage. I haven't seen it yet, but people are telling me that Crowder got some crazy footage of left-wing Antifa people talking about how they're going to have kill zones and they're going to stab people to death and they're going to separate the patriots so they can take them out one by one and all this stuff. So that's going on. Yeah, just what you wanted to hear, right? Something else to worry about. In addition to that, we have, of course, North Korea. North Korea promising to nuke America. It was considered a joke for a long time until we found out, oh my God, they actually have nukes and they have ICBMs and they can launch them and they can reach very, very high altitudes and all they have to do is aim them at America and they can literally nuke an American city. They also have, you know, by default, high altitude EMP weapons at this point. They can take out the U.S. power grid, which is another scenario that nobody's prepared for, virtually nobody. In addition to that, we've got some natural disasters like super volcanoes that are threatening to blow right now, like Yellowstone, which if it goes, it would be a catastrophic event. It would put so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that it would block out sunlight for 1 to 2 years, collapse most of the global food supply, lead to a mass global depopulation event. Probably 90% of the current human population would not survive beyond 1 year. So, I mean, you've got a lot on your plate, a lot of stuff to deal with. Now, then you have the financial collapse. You have a systemic banking collapse scenario in the making right now, and nobody is doing anything intelligent to prevent it from happening. In fact, in many ways, they're just making it worse with more debt, more derivatives, more dangerous bets. It's headed for disaster. China is going to be involved in that disaster too. By the way, it's not going to be just the United States. It'll be China. It'll be the U.S. It'll be the U.K. It'll be Russia. Russia's in financial trouble in a big way. Brazil is on the brink. Venezuela is already in a state of collapse. I mean, you go around the world, it's not looking too good for a lot of countries, just on the finance side, not to mention the war and social unrest and all that. If I were to take a guess at what's going to happen first, I'd have to break it down in terms of percentages, actually. I don't feel comfortable giving an exact percentage of each thing. I'd say there's a decent chance of a nuclear war. And maybe that's 10% per year, something like that. Let's say I'll put that number on it. We know there's about a 1% chance per year of a solar flare knocking out the power grid. So that's pretty big over time. That's a cumulative risk. 1% every year, year after year, it's going to happen eventually. Financial collapse, we know there is a 100% possibility of it happening, but we don't know when. So the chance of it happening this year, or let's say in the next 12 months, might only be 20%. It's hard to say. It could take 5 years for that to happen. It could take 10. I don't know. There's no way to know. We just know it's going to happen. We don't know when. Social unrest, 100% chance that it's happening at some level, but it's not a big enough level to disrupt the nation. Now, what's the chance of it getting so big that it starts to disrupt the national economy? I don't know. Maybe 5% in a year? Just a wild guess. It's hard to say. But you put all these risks together, you start adding them up, and then you have a cumulative risk that something is going to break in the next couple of years. No doubt about it. Whether it's the pensions collapsing and riots in the streets because everybody's all of a sudden, all the pensions are bankrupt and people aren't getting their retirement funds. Maybe it's a collapse of the federal government, collapse of the dollar. Maybe it's war. Maybe it's, you know, a wild card, like a meteor slams into the Atlantic Ocean. Who knows? Something is going to happen in the next few years, very likely, that's going to really strain the current system. What if the food stamp program craters and people aren't getting their food stamps? That's 50 million Americans, almost, who are not getting free food. You think they're going to take to the streets? Yeah, you're damn right they are. They are absolutely going to take to the streets. What if there's an assassination of President Trump? Can you imagine what that would set off in terms of patriots taking to the streets? Second Amendment people taking to the streets? I mean, that would be the kind of event that drives people to marching on Washington and trying to defend their nation against an attempted communist coup or something. I mean, look, we are in some pretty radical times right now. And if you're not prepared, you might not make it. This is the time to get prepared. You better have it. I mean, I've talked about this at some level for a decade. You know, I've always urged lifelong preparedness. This is about being ready for anything. But now everybody can see that things are coalescing. Everybody can see the radicalism of the violent left. Everybody can see the political disagreement and polarization of the country. Everybody can see North Korea threatening us with nukes. Everyone can see the effects of natural disasters like these hurricanes that have recently swept through. This is no longer theory. That's the big difference. It's now right out in the open. Everybody can see for themselves the importance of being ready for anything. And so I just want to underscore all of that and mention to you, maybe give you a little bit of a nudge there, a little kick in the pants. Health Ranger is telling you, if you're not ready, you gotta get moving on that. Maybe learn some food growing skills. Maybe learn some self-defense skills. Maybe finally sell your house in the city, move out to the country, get to a safer place because you know things are going to get bad. Maybe get yourself some gold and silver instead of having money sitting in a bank account in dollars that might suddenly become almost useless. Who knows? All kinds of things could go wrong without a moment's notice. It's not going to be a warning buzzer. It's just going to happen. And then you're going to be sitting there going, man, I wish I would have had a water filter. Or I wish I would have had a sleeping bag. I wish I would have had a cabin in the woods for that matter, right? Anyway, get ready. It's all coming. Check out my websites, survival.news and gear.news. We cover a lot of gear there. Plus, we've also got, of course, collapse.news, which attempts to cover all the events that are leading us toward collapse. Check it all out. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. I want you to get through all this. I know you can. I know you will. I know you've got the mindset. If you're listening to this, you've got the right mindset. Just take action now. Get it done because time is short. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com for more podcasts.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.